together.
Together by Cal Marshall. That is my guest for today. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, here, your host with the most. Phone lines are open. Call in and give us a shout out. Today, you know my guest line number. Welcome, Cal. Welcome to my platform.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
So, where are you calling from, Cal?
Well, I am calling from Los Angeles, California. I am a Chicago, Illinois ex-resident, but I have transplanted here to L.A., doing my music, continuing my journey.
All right. Thank you for that information. So, that track that I just spent, Let's Grow Old Together, man, you can really hum. You can really, really hum. So what is the story behind that track there? What inspired you to do that song?
Okay. So I would love to tell all of the listeners a super, super, super deep story about how amazingly talented I am. But unfortunately, I cannot take credit for that song,
okay.
In all honesty, as a singer and songwriter. I actually have to pay tribute and honor to my mother. She wrote that song for my father when she and him were getting married. And so for me, the reason why I recorded the song was because growing up as a kid, I grew up in the studio, and my mom and my aunt would be in the studio recording that song all the time. So that was the song that they wrote about love, about going through hardships and relationships. And you sort of kind of just stuck with me. So when I became old enough to actually record my own stuff and sing my own music, I actually went to my mom and said, "Hey, lady, would you mind if I sang your song that you wrote for my daddy?" And she obliged and told me it was a big honor for her to even have her child want to sing the song. So I updated it, added a couple of words to make it a little bit more into mine, and made it a little bit longer to fit into today's time frame of music. And that's where that song came from, to answer your question a little less longer.
All right. Well, thank you for that information, Cal. Thank you. Thank you. I love it. Matter of fact, I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
And what year was it released, that you did the track? What year was it?
I released that song almost around 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I want to say.
Wow. Okay. This is the first time I heard it.
Yes, thank you. You know, it's I heard an interview one time with an artist who said it's always great to be new to people, because as long as you're new to people, no one knows what to expect, and if they enjoy it, that's even better. So I appreciate being new, and I appreciate the fact that you actually enjoy it. It's new to you, old to me, which means that when I perform it live, I do a great job at it.
Yes. It's my first time hearing it, and I love it. So why don't you go right ahead, Cal Marshall, and introduce yourself to the curious listeners in the audience right now. Tell them about yourself, what and who inspired you to do music, and how long you've been in the music industry. Go right ahead.
All righty then. First of all, everyone who's listening, thank you so much for taking the time to even be interested in us as an artist and the music I create. For me as an artist, I've been doing music my whole life. My mother plays the keyboard and organ. I grew up in church listening to music, listening to beautiful harmonies. I grew up with gospel legends like the Albertina Walkers and the Dolores Berry Campbells and the Barrett Sisters and all these amazing vocalists throughout the world. So I kind of took a little bit of, you know, took their little tokens and poured them into me and, you know, sort of just gave me a knowledge of wealth. With that, I had been singing my whole life, working in music and stuff, and I did the regular 9-to-5 everyone else does and did project management, corporate work. And I moved to L.A., started doing my music full-time, and unfortunately, May of 2020 last year, George Floyd was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that with my own eyes as a singer and songwriter, I had previously been writing all these songs about, you know, the basic stuff, love, about, you know, breaking up, with being angry, stuff like that. But then something clicked in me that sort of kind of just shattered my insides, because for me, I grew up in a suburb that was predominantly white. In my high school, there were 5,000 children. Only 12 African-Americans were on our whole roster. So for me, I had never experienced racism to that degree or discrimination to that degree. I have had my own experiences, but not to that degree.
Right.
And when I saw that, it reminded me of all the conversations I had with my grandparents, my mom about Emmett Till and, you know, Dr. King and all these things. And it sort of kind of just brought up this whole mindset to write a song that could speak to what it is that we needed at that time.
Yes.
And that song sort of kind of started to transition my voice into a voice in a song for, you know, civil liberties and civil rights, and it connected me with a bunch of amazing organizations and groups that helped to protest and stood for Black Lives Matters. And so once I did that, it's sort of, I would say last year would be the time frame where people started to see me as an artist and see my music as something that they wanted to add into the soundtracks of their lives, if that makes sense. So, yeah, that's
you
a little bit about me in a nutshell and where I came from.
You're a philanthropist, and you did create a track called Unchained, which I will play later in the show. You're raising the awareness for racial injustice and social equality. What do you think about the Pride organizations and the awareness for sexuality, the freedom of sexuality now, how they bring it about, and respecting other people with a different sexuality? What do you think about that too?
Well, for me, it's really, really amazing as an artist to see so many voices and so many people who have so much value stand up and truly stand in their truth. With that being said, I feel as though I talk about every aspect of life. You can be proud of your body, you can be proud of your sexuality, your skin color, your race, your ethnicity, your micro ethnicity that you may be mixed with. I feel as though we should be proud every single day. And with the philanthropy I even do, I've worked with organizations. Currently, I'm a brand ambassador for an organization called the Bottomless Toy Chest, which is a national organization that helps children with cancer. And I do a lot of different things to help people, children, adults. And I just feel it's always there. I actually wrote my new single, Do What You Want to Do.
Yes.
Which I believe we're going to be playing shortly. That song there was written as a anthem to do whatever you want to do and be proud of it. It was inspired a little bit by my dad. He passed last year from cancer. But with my father passing, I learned the biggest lesson of my life that my father always wanted to teach, and that was to be fearless. And he always did what he wanted to do. So in a sense, in all actuality, during his process of him going through cancer and going through, you know, treatments and trying to, you know, extend his life and quality of life, I kept on writing songs that were very sorrowful and very sad, and that just wasn't my father.
Okay.
My dad was the life of the party. It didn't make sense to have a song that would make everyone cry when they heard it. So I wrote this song, Do What You Want to Do, just to really be just as a song, as an anthem to truly, truly, truly accept yourself for who you are, love yourself, love what you do, and just do what you want to do and not to be constricted by others' thoughts on you. And that's what it came from. You know, for me, my dad was somebody who was very untraditional. For me, I'm untraditional. I used to be 500 pounds. I lost 300 pounds naturally, you know, so I've gone through I've gone through a lot of different transformations to find my joy, my happiness, my success, and these types of things sort of kind of infuse my music. So I try to make music that people can actually relate to, not just stuff to make you feel good at the moment, but stuff that the lyrics really do align with things that you can talk to or things you can connect to within your life. Like, you do what you want to do, the opening, it's like a light up in the attic that draws me near. It's like, that's like that secret that you don't even understand. For me, that light was me trying to lose 300 pounds.
Right.
So whatever you're trying to go to, that's what, like, my music speaks to stuff like that. So it sounds like one thing, but it's way deeper. So, That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, you made it clear, and thank you for that information, Cal. What we're going to do is stop yapping so much, and we're going to spin this track, Do What You Want to Do. And you stay in my seat, Cal. We'll be right back. Here we go.
Awesome. Yay!
falling for you.
So do what you wanna do in it.
Yeah, you're taking me high. Yeah, baby, hey, hey, I can't stop falling for you.
That is do what you want to do. Cal Marshall, get down. All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Give information where they can purchase that single and listen to that singlet. Go ahead, Cal.
Okay. Here we go. So, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for playing again. this song comes out June 25th. That is June, J-U-N-E, 25th, 2021. This was an exclusive that you just heard with Miss Brenda.
Yes.
Lady D. Thank you, Lady Diva. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, I got the name. So I was like, I want to say the name. Thank you, Lady Diva. So that's an exclusive that you heard from Lady Diva. And the thing with this song, it's an amazing song. The song is called Do What You Want to Do. There are two versions of Young Lady D just played the remix version, which is the house version, and there is a pop version that is definitely, you know, a little bit different with guitars,
yeah,
and it's a totally different feel of it. So I have released both versions of the same day. So when you purchase it, you will get both versions, so you can choose which version you want to listen to and do what you want to do every time.
Yes, right. I can see myself dancing and doing aerobics and everything with that song, and hearing the lyrics and repeating the lyrics. Shoot, even doing a line dance, you know.
You know.
Going. Yeah, so I can really vision all of it with that track there. And thank you for that information.
No, and it's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. You can put me in. Anyone who's listening, if you are interested, please follow K-A-L Marshall, M-A-R-S-S. H-E-L-L. Once again, that's Cal Marshall on Spotify, iTunes, all music platforms, and on social media, it's Cal, K-A-L dot L-I-V-E. Cal, period, L-I-V-E. Cal dot live.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So what is that ultimate desire, Cal Marshall, which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of your new music, what you want to do? Do what you want to do.
What I hope people get from my music, and it's funny because as a younger artist, I sort of always wanted to be like, oh, this huge, you know, I want to sing here and do that, and that's all I thought it meant. But after I've seen so many greats who I've worked with, admired, and hope to work with who have passed on, I have realized that what I truly hope people get from my music, I hope they get happiness, joy, love, and that they learn the lessons they need to learn to create the life they want to live.
Say that again. You were going in and out when you were speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I hope that the people who listen to my music, from my music, I hope that they grasp happiness, joy, love, understanding, and truly understand the lessons that life has to give us.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. This is Cal Marshall, everyone. So we want to go into the show and mention the other single, Unchained. What is the inspiration story behind this track?
Okay. So we previously alluded to it a little bit, but what ended up happening with Unchained was I saw the incredibly sad video of George Floyd begging for his life.
Yeah.
After seeing this video, after being hit in the chest with the fact that it doesn't matter who you are in this country, if you're an African-American, especially African-American man, no matter how educated you are, no matter how famous you may be, no matter how attractive you may be or how much money you may have, it does not matter when you are pulled over by an officer, when the officer stops you. And the unfortunate part is we as a people can't do anything but just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
all we've been doing.
Yeah.
We're being murdered. We're being killed. We've been stomped on. We've been berated, brigaded with water. We've been beaten. We've been tortured, hung. And all we can do is stand up and say, please stop. And in that moment of seeing that, as a black man, for the first time in my life, I felt.
Yeah, a lot of us did, Cal. A lot of us did.
And because of that, I saw it, and within 72 hours, I was literally taking a, I was sleeping. And while I was sleeping, I had a dream or a nightmare, some might say. And in that moment, all I kept on hearing in my head was, I had a dream to be free.
Okay.
And I said, and I kept on hearing, I have a dream, and I have a dream, and I have a dream of all these things that Dr. Martin Luther King said, but also
right.
all these things that we still say today. And when I woke up, it made me realize, wait, nothing has changed. And in that, I wrote Unchained, and the lyrics changed. Go, I have a dream. That's how it starts off. I have a dream, you know, and that's what kicked it off. So,
okay.
You know, things will be better. I have a dream. You know, we all could live. I have a dream. We'll be free with blood stained tears. Where is humanity? And that's literally the word. So I took that song, I wrote it, and I included two other singers from Los Angeles. One is named Lamar Lyons. The other one, its name, the other singer is LG the Creator. And these vocalists came together. I spoke to them and told them I was inspired by what happened and asked them if they would lend their voices and their gifts to the song. And I worked with Mannheim Studios in Los Angeles, California, and we recorded it and we went there. And it happened at probably the worst times of my life. Because my father had just passed away, I literally only had $150 in my account.
Aww.
And I felt as though I needed to do this. I had to sacrifice something.
Okay.
This man's life was gone. So
okay.
I did it. I sacrificed it. I created what I could, and I had, had to spend my money and create the rest of it. And we created a video, and that video almost literally 20,000 views.
Wow,
and
I haven't seen video yet.
Yes, it's a video on YouTube. That's why I'm saying people follow.
Okay.
There's so much to find on Cal Marshall. If you Google me, you'll see it all.
Okay, I'm
going
to do it.
Yes, please do it. Thank you. But the videos are out, and that video we did got almost 20,000 views on all platforms throughout, like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and it's It really started me touring with the ACLU and NAACP and all these different Black Lives Matters movements.
Right.
And
right.
so with that, the song truly did it changed the trajectory of my career. But then it's so interesting because as we talk about it, the tears in my eyes can sort of kind of dry a little bit because of today's amazing. Civil liberty that was granted, which is having Juneteenth become a national holiday.
Thank you, President Biden.
Yes, and because of that, I really do feel as though it's like when I made my song for George Floyd, my lyrics were about freedom all the way around. So now I just feel as though my song should be the national anthem for Juneteenth. So that's how I feel. So you let me know.
Okay, well, my opinion, I believe Unchained should be into the Juneteenth national holiday. We will put it on blast. We'll put it on blast. You can dry your tears. We're not all the way there. We still got more work to do. You know that.
Amen.
But at least we're putting our foot down. We starting and we doing something. It ain't like we're standing
around. You know what else?
We're not standing around, can't do nothing. We can do something. So
exactly.
little
and
by little,
we're younger.
Yeah.
And we're younger. This generation, our, my generation, our generation, is the next generation of African Americans that have to keep the torch. And right yeah. now, there are not, I don't see a lot of my fellow entertainers who are really standing up to carry the torch. Yes, we support it. Yes, entertainers are saying Black Lives Matter. Some are making songs about it. But I don't see a lot of us really trying to change the trajectory or the narrative. So I'm just trying to do it, even if I'm by myself.
Okay, well, at least you're doing something, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're on my platform. You're introducing
Yay.
Me and your music, and you're giving the inspiration and the stories behind your songs. So I will play Unchained at the end of the show. So stay tuned, everyone. I would like to ask you, Cal, will there be any other future music projects to look forward to? Or any also any upcoming events that you may have to let us know in on?
Yes, 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 and yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So, everybody, I will be performing at the Juneteenth on Fairfax in Los Angeles, California, tomorrow to celebrate Juneteenth. I recently just did my first speaking engagement for the IP Expo and Forum in Chicago, Illinois. That was this weekend, and I'll be releasing that video in a few weeks to show you guys my speaking, that good stuff, and it was an amazing event. I have new music coming out. Of course, I am working, completing my EP/album. We're still trying to figure out what it's going to be because I have so many songs that I have been writing and working on, and I'm just really, 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 really excited and grateful to be able to be introduced to you all the listeners, like every single body who's listening. So if you're listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for meeting me. Thank you if I already know you. I love you already. And, yeah.
All right. And thank you for that. Thank you for that information. Wow. And you will post that information on your social media pages, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, then. So as we move along, you are more than welcome, Cal, right now, to give a shout out to all those lovely people that has been supporting you through your careers.
Okay. In that case, we're going to leave it to the person who was supporting me the most. God. No, I'm playing.
Yes,
I'm playing.
Absolutely.
But I want, you know, I want to thank, give God a shout out, but I also want to my mother, my father, my family, cousins, my little brother, everyone who's been a part of the journey, my friends, my assistants, my manager, of course, my manager, Deborah Gray, for all booking inquiries. That's who you all talk to and who you all speak
right.
with. So I appreciate Deborah and all the people who are part of my team that sort of kind of help everything continue to move on and move forward. Of course, for the songs I've created, Idris Ward as my vocal producer, and on some of the songs, he's even helped me with co-writing. Adrian Lopez, he's my other co-producer, and he is a amazing writer as well. And, yeah, I've just been grateful, and I'm just grateful to, you know, have that. Of course, Lamar Lyons and LG the Creator. I'm thinking of everybody who has in the songs that you all have listened to. And anyone who's – everybody who supported me. I want to say a shout-out to you. If you're listening, point to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And say, he's talking to you because
right.
I'm talking to you. Thank you. You're amazing for listening to me and for giving me an opportunity to even entertain you. So thank you so much.
Well, we will give everyone an applause that have supported you and that they keep on supporting you.
Oh, I got one more. I got one more. Baby. I mean, lady, I got one more. Know who that is?
Go right ahead.
It's you.
Go right ahead.
I want to say thank you to you. I appreciate you for doing what you do, for going through what you go through to become who you are and being who you are, and for giving a platform to every artist that is trying to make it somewhere further than where they are. Appreciate you for all of us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. As we come into a close to the end of our show, any other information you would like to give, Cal, Michelle?
Of course. Let me get this with my phone number real quick so they can call me up. You heard me? Let me get this with my phone number so they can call me up tomorrow. No. That's going to be $5,555. I would say follow me on Instagram, social media, cal.live. If you are a singer, if you are a songwriter, and you are listening, please feel free to go on Facebook underneath the Black Underground Singers and Songwriters group. It's a group and organization that I created for singers, songwriters, and musicians to connect and create amazing music and really just partner with each other and build their networks. So, anyone who is out there listening to this, if you are talented or you just like to find new talent like you're listening to this show, you can find so many artists there who are releasing music, putting out music, asking for input, asking for guidance, and, you know, to see what people think about their music. So if you want to, you know, help new artists and you want to support new artists outside of myself, please, please, please go check out the Black Underground Singers and Songwriters group on Facebook. And, follow me on Instagram and all that as Cal, K-A-L, Marshall, cal.live. And you can find me everywhere else underneath my name. I think I said everything, and I hope I was not speaking too fast.
No, you said it clear enough for me to understand, and thank you for that information, Cal. You are so informative. Yes, you are.
Hey. That's right.
Any words of encouragement you would like to give as we get ready to close out the show, Cal, for any person dealing with dark days?
Definitely.
Encouraging words you want to give them?
Definitely. Definitely will do that. I will say this. As someone who has literally been at my lowest point in life, and as someone who was the highest point in my life, as my dad would say, the one thing that hasn't changed is you're still living. Mm. So keep going, keep fighting, continue to be strong, and no matter what happens today, there is always tomorrow. So right. Do what you want to do, baby.
That's right. That's right, Cal Marshall. This is Cal Marshall, everyone. Look him up, follow him, support him in his music career and all that he does. Check out his music on what he has given the information on. And I will end the show with Unchained. And Cal Marshall.
And before we do this, I just have to say this. I'm sorry. I know this is not a character. Yeah, please, please, please. When you and you go download it and you share it with your friends and family, if you're doing it this weekend, make sure you tell them this is the unofficial Juneteenth anthem, okay? Thank you.
Oh, right. That's right. And thank you, Cal. Thank you. This is Lady Diva signing out. Cal Marshall, you have a blessed day. You are welcome to come back with any future music projects. I love your music and I love you. And you come back here.
Yes, ma'am. I will listen. I'm glad to be invited back. Next time I come back, I'm going to bring some fried chicken and some because, you know, I cook and stuff, so I bring some lobster mac fried chicken, some greens dressing, and a little bit of caramel cake or something, maybe some peach cobbler,
I love caramel cake.
You know. Oh, you do? Listen, don't go to Instagram, y'all. Y'all will see who I be cooking. You know, Aretha Franklin and Pat Kelly had me and know how to cook on the road, so I cook. So don't y'all come over here unless you're ready to eat, all right?
Okay. All right, this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. But let's jazz it up. Have a good day and bless everyone. This is Unchained.
Had a dream. Everything was better. I had a dream. We all could live. I had a dream. We could all be free with bloodstained tears. Where's humanity? Things are better.
I want to live. I am the dream. We are free with bloodstained tears. Where's humanity?
Everything will be better. Yes, I have a dream. We all can live. I had a dream. We'd be free. With bloodstained tears. Where's humanity? We are the dream. We all live. We are the dream. We are free with bloodstained tears. Where's humanity? Oh yeah, with bloodstained tears. Humanity.